Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
You know, I want the government to get rid of one of my bills, too. That's a good idea, right? Maybe not. I'm Mike Ferguson, in for Mark Cox.
Well, here we are, and a lot of people may be hoping, after watching the news, to say, I would be really thankful if that student loan payment suddenly disappeared. Wouldn't that be great? Well, I guess if you've got a big student loan and part or all of it goes away, you got an immediate thing to be thankful for. But in the long run, is that really a good idea? It's getting serious consideration right now. I'm Mike Ferguson, joined now by Brian Riedel from the Manhattan Institute, where he's a senior fellow. And Brian, first of all, thanks for the time today. But let's start with the basics. Joe Biden is talking about at least some student loan forgiveness. What is he suggesting be forgiven? And is there anything he's not suggesting be forgiven?
Well, thanks, Mike, for having me. Overall, total student loan debt in America is about $1.7 trillion. The majority of that $1.7 trillion is owed to the government, well over $1 trillion of it. So there is some dispute over whether the government can unilaterally forgive most or all of that $1 trillion that's currently owed to the government. Again, they can't forgive debt student loans that are owed to banks, but they can forgive what's owed to themselves. What was called on during the campaign was universal student loan forgiveness, where everything owed to the government would be wiped out. What Biden is talking about, apparently through his advisors, is either forgiving all of it or forgiving, say, up to $10,000 per person or up to $50,000 per person. And there is some question of whether this can be done by executive order without going through legislation. Because this almost certainly would not pass Congress, it would probably be done through executive order. That's controversial, whether that would even be legal to do it through executive order.
Sure,
but that's
yeah.
The question they're having.
If you are a recent college graduate or you're the parent of a college student like I am, boy, that's an immediate, easy sell emotionally. Are you kidding? I've got $40,000 of student loan debt. You're just going to delete the cell in the Excel sheet and poof, all the debt is gone. That sounds great. What's the problem with that? And one of the arguments being that $200-$400 a month that I'm paying in student loans, well, now I can invest that in something else. It's good for the economy.
Yeah, I mean, well, first, to tackle the argument that it's good for the economy, I think most economists on the right and left, even including President Obama's chief economist, Jason Furman, have all concluded that it would actually not provide any stimulus at all to the economy. And the reason, I believe, is because don't forget that one person's loan is someone else's asset. One person's debt payment is someone else's income to spend. So if I'm not paying my student loan anymore, yeah, I have more money to go spend wherever I want, but the person I'm paying it to is now losing money that they would be spending. So in that way, it's kind of zero sum. In this instance, sure, if you don't pay $1 trillion to the government, people have $1 trillion more to spend in the economy, but the government is going to have $1 trillion less to spend, which they're going to have to make up by either taxing $1 trillion more out of the economy or borrowing $1 trillion more out of the economy. So in that sense, you're not creating spending power, you're just kind of moving it around. You also asked about what's the argument against it. In addition to it not being a stimulus, there's a fairness issue here. These individuals took out these loans as an investment in an education that's going to pay off in the future. About 30% of Americans are going to graduate from college. Why should the other 70% who aren't necessarily going to college or who have already paid off their student loans have to either pay for that through higher future taxes or not be included themselves? You know, a question that you might want to ask and listeners might want to ask is, if we're going to spend $1 trillion right now in the economy in order to help people, are college graduates really the group that need the $1 trillion more than other groups? Are student loans holding back poverty in inner cities or rural areas? You know, there's a view that if you're going to make an investment in yourself and your future, and you're going to collect all the income, you should pay for your investment.
Brian, I guess it's probably unreasonable to think that if that $1 trillion to the government is canceled, that they would cut $1 trillion in wasteful spending. But that's just, you know, rhetorical question. We're visiting with Brian Riedel, who is a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute. I'm laughing, but it's sad that we laugh. They're never going to cut $1 trillion of wasteful spending. But let me ask you, and you just touched on this a second ago. One of the arguments being made is because of that education gap, well, if we make college education a right, and it's free, like K through 12, and I'm using free in air quotes, somebody always pays for it, then do we close that gap between those who can't get to college now by getting the government more involved?
There are issues. We certainly have people who do not go to college right now who would like to. I'm not sure that right now the main reason people don't go to college is necessarily always cost. We do have a very generous student loan system. We do have very generous Pell Grants. In fact, my colleague at the Manhattan Institute, Beth Akers, has shown that for those in the bottom income quartile, loans and grants usually pay almost 100% of the tuition. And so I'm not sure you're going to increase college access if you make it free, as much as you're going to provide a really big windfall to a lot of individuals who are going to pay for it anyway. And one interesting angle on this is how much the wealthy benefit. If we forgave all $1.7 trillion in student loans, you would have $545 billion in benefits to the top quarter and $200 billion in benefits to the bottom earning quartile. In other words, only 1/8 of the benefits go to people earning in the bottom 25%. The more you forgive student loans, you're actually benefiting the upper middle class rather than low-income individuals who often are already getting student aid. It's really an odd policy. I mean, in that essentially we are redistributing income upwards from the poor to the rich.
Wow. And is there any blame for the college and university system in this? My wife is a university professor, and she's been saying for quite a while, there's a day of reckoning coming from the universities. And part of the problem is the cost that colleges and universities are setting for something that maybe the market isn't willing to pay anymore. So is there, yes, we can blame the federal government, we can blame any particular political ideology, but does the university system itself in America need to start coming to grips and make some reforms?
Absolutely. You know, tuition, we've all seen the numbers about tuition in college doubling, tripling, quadrupling over the past 30 or 40 years. Is anybody arguing that the quality has increased proportionately? Absolutely not. Universities have become bloated, wasteful, expensive. A lot of the new money doesn't go to instruction. It goes to huge middle management, huge bureaucracies, things people don't need. And additionally, you know, we're charging these people hundreds of thousands of dollars over 4 years to get degrees in boutique fields that are essentially unemployable. I mean, I think, you know, the individuals need to make better choices in terms of where they go and what they major in. But the universities also got to realize, if you're going to keep charging hundreds of thousands of dollars for these boutique majors that are essentially unemployable, there's going to be a day of reckoning. I'll add, though, that student loan forgiveness is only going to make the problem worse, because what happens is you're not just going to forgive student loans once. There's going to be assumptions that they're going to be forgiven in a couple of years again and again and again. Well, what that means is universities can raise tuition even more, and students are going to take out even bigger student loans on the assumption that it's all going to be forgiven down the road anyway. People become even less price sensitive when they have the assumption that they're just going to get a big reimbursement check when they graduate. So if we're really worried about costs and loans, this actually makes it worse.
I didn't even think about that angle of it. Brian, if people want to follow what you're doing and researching and writing, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, you can go to the Manhattan Institute website, which you can Google Manhattan Institute or go to manhattan-institute.org. You can also follow me on Twitter, Brian_Riedel, Brian_Riedel, where I post a lot of policy analysis, articles, op-eds, observations all day. And that's a great way to find my work.
Well, you've heard from Brian. Let me hear from you. What do you think? Should we be canceling all that student loan debt? For what it's worth, I agree with Brian. I say no. Maybe that makes me heartless and cold, but I don't think it's a good idea either. 866-455-9797. Want to know what you think about that. I'm Mike Ferguson in for Mark Cox here on 97.1 FM Talk.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So did you do anything different with Thanksgiving? And
I was here.
Yeah, you didn't do anything different. You were always here.
Yeah.
I'm Mike Ferguson in for Mark Cox. 866-455-9797. You know, because we're being told, oh, we fear, you know, 2 weeks from now, we're just going to have COVID infections and everybody sick everywhere. You know, we're bracing for the worst. This is going to be awful. That remains to be seen. But I know travel was way down. My soon-to-be sister-in-law flew in from Chicago yesterday. And she said that there was maybe a third of the plane full. I mean, nobody was on that plane. They left early because everybody was on and in their seat. They arrived early. So it was a dream as far as, you know, air travel for the most part compared to what it normally is. But I can tell you, we just didn't do anything different. I mean, we're told do it by Zoom. Don't get together in person. Don't travel. We got together anyway. There was no social distancing. My mom shows up. My wife's got to go give her a hug. And so, you know, none of that was going on. So we just didn't do anything different. I don't know if anybody else did.
Yeah, but you've already had.
You've
already had it.
Yeah, I'm pretty.
So you're pretty safe.
I am. I've got to think my daughter had it because she was quarantined with me twice. You know, before I went to the hospital and after I went in the hospital, and she drove me to the hospital. She never showed any symptoms, but I just got to think that she had it and was asymptomatic,
or she was exposed to it and. You know,
just didn't. Yeah, she's, you know, young. She's a college athlete. She's, you know, fit. So she, her body just fought it off better than mine did. But, you know, we kept hearing everything. And again, I mean, I'm one of those who's saying, yeah, it's a real thing. But there are other parts of life to consider as well. I mean, there's a reason we don't let doctors make public policy. You know, listen to them personally, but they don't make public policy. Otherwise, they'd ban handshakes. You know, they would ban hugs. They would ban.
And I know people that are happy that people aren't handshaking.
I know. Yeah. See, that's one of the things I miss with the COVID thing. I mean, I don't remember where I was. I went somewhere and was introduced to some business colleague and the guy's, hey, nice to meet you. Handshake went out. I'm like, I miss a good old fashioned handshake, look you in the eye, you know, kind of thing. I mean, not that everybody's not washing their hands a lot more and everything that goes with that. And I'm not saying that what we did is right for everybody else. Obviously, there are people who have other things to consider. But at the same time, and if somebody, you know, I know some people that said, we're going to change. We're staying in. We're not getting together with family. We're not getting together with friends. Please be understanding. And I also think at the same time that we didn't make any changes to how we do things, you shouldn't have to beg people to be understanding and not give you static because you decide to stay in and stay away from other people during the holiday season. And one of the guys I play baseball with, he and his wife put out like on social media, hey, we've just decided we've got, you know, elderly parents and we've got people that we're around who are at risk and or higher risk. So we're just not going to do any holiday parties. You know, please don't be mad at us. And I'm thinking, why are you, you shouldn't have to ask people to not be mad at you for that. That's your personal responsibility. That's your personal choice. As much as my family deciding, no, we're going to get together for dinner. And we're going to, you know, have everybody over at the house and we're just going to do that. So, you know, tolerance, you know, needs to go both ways on that. I respect their opinion and their position because they've got a different risk factor than my family had. So did you do anything different? Let's go to John here. Hey, John, how's it going? Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. What are your thoughts?
Well, like I said, he's trying to get the young generation with that student loan crap.
Right, right, right. Yeah, yeah. He really is. And I like what Brian was saying, that if that generation buys in and they've got a freebie on something like that, every generation's going to want it after that.
Yeah, that's true. And the thing of it is, him, you know, he just jumps in and, you know, starts changing things.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't act like an American. An American would be with Trump and try to figure out who won. He has no shame. And I will not recognize him as a president, even if he wins. Because the way the Democrats have been doing with Trump, and Trump has, Trump speaks up to them, and they don't like it. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you're saying, John. Hey, appreciate the call again. Hope your holiday season went well.
I just got a text from Dr. Randy Tobler.
Yes.
And Dr. Tobler says he endorses hugs. He also carries a mini bottle of sanitizer, a shake, then give it to you and the person you just hugged.
Yeah, you know, I carried around, I still do, carry around the little, you know, what are they, 2-ounce, 3-ounce bottles of hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
I got to think, and I'd love, you know, Randy's take on this as well. I've got to think that when we look back and we say, okay, what did we learn? What was most effective? What was not most effective? My guess, and I'm not claiming to be an epidemiologist or anything like that, is that we're going to look back, if we're objective, and say, you know, that mask thing probably didn't make that much of a difference. But boy, everybody getting in the habit of washing their hands and sanitizing their hands and sanitizing the stuff in your house and, you know, wiping down the doorknobs and the faucets and all that kind of stuff. I've got a feeling that more people getting into that habit probably will show to be more effective than putting a piece of paper over your face.
And staying away from people.
Yes. I mean, you know, it's a virus. I mean, there's no politician that can stop a virus. There's no policy, unless you just want to literally lock people in their homes, which I don't want to say that too loud. I'll give Sam Page an idea.
And Dr. Tobler is filling in for the Annie Fry Show today.
Fun.
So you'll
Very
hear
cool.
more of him from noon to three today.
Absolutely. All right. I'm Mike Ferguson in for Mark Cox here on 97.1 FM Talk.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, it's been a tough year for pretty much everybody in America. I mean, it's been tough emotionally because of, you know, fear of COVID, or we've known somebody with COVID, or we've had COVID like I did, but also the isolation of being stuck in your house and not able to go to work and not able to go out to restaurants and things like that. It's been a hard year for kids in particular because so many of them have not been allowed to see their friends at school. So I really understand the urge of a lot of parents and a lot of grandparents to want to do something extra special this holiday season for the kids. But what happens if it's been a tough year financially and you just can't afford that? Hey, that's what credit cards are for, right? Well, maybe not. I'm Mike Ferguson, joined now by Ted Rossman from Bankrate.com. And Ted, the interesting survey you've got, on one hand, I find it a little scary, but on the other hand, I really understand. Basically, half of America, give or take a few percentage points, is kind of in the mindset of, you know what, to have a good Christmas or a good holiday season, whatever holiday they celebrate, maybe it's okay to go in debt and overspend on the credit cards. Is that basically what's happening right now?
That's a lot of what we're seeing. Yeah. So my urge is to ask all of us to revisit this temptation, just because credit card rates are still really high. We hear so much about record low interest rates from the Federal Reserve. Mortgage rates are at record lows. Car loans are very low. Credit cards are not so low. The average is about 16%. Many people, though, are paying 20, 25, even 30%. But this debt can be really, really costly. But what I would suggest is, let's try to find some lower cost ways to celebrate the holidays so that you're not entering 2021 behind the eight ball.
Yeah, with a lot of people pushed there right now with 2020's economy, although it clearly is coming back for most of the country. And Ted, one trend I noticed, if I'm reading this correctly, is that the older that we tend to be, the less likely we are to be willing to do that overspending. Do we just get wiser with age and experience, or is there some other explanation?
I think a lot of what's going on here with millennials is that so many of them have young kids. And we saw a really strong correlation here between millennials are the most likely generation to be busting that budget this holiday season, and parents with children under 18 are much more likely to be overspending than non-parents or parents with grown kids. And I think there's a lot of overlap. Millennials, we defined as 24 to 39 year olds. So I think that's a lot of what's driving it. Parenting is not the whole picture also, because millennials certainly have other financial pressures like student loans. They're in their formative financial years. Their salaries are still on the way up. They're buying houses. Maybe they're getting married. There's a lot of financial stress there already. Not to mention that millennials were the most likely to have their income affected by the pandemic. So we've got all these things going on that add up to a lot of financial stress. And I just think that we need to avoid adding the holidays on top of that. If you finance $1,000 of holiday purchases at 16%, and you're only making those minimum credit card payments, it's going to take you almost 5 years to pay that off. And you're going to incur $437 in interest. And this is on top of any existing debt burden that you already have. So it can be really expensive.
Are there any indications as to what people tend to spend on? I mean, obviously we think of the presents under the tree, but I know there's a lot of people who try to do special events, you know, concerts, plays, although that may not be in play this year because of COVID-19 restrictions. But what are the areas people tend to spend and overspend on, so we can help people kind of go, oh, yeah, I was thinking about doing that. Maybe I can cut back there.
As difficult as it's going to be to perhaps miss traveling this holiday season to see those family and friends, or to skip some of those big holiday parties, the silver lining financially, at least, is that these are savings opportunities, because we found that 34% of Americans are planning to spend less on entertaining this season. Only 6% are going to spend more than last year. The numbers for travel are almost identical. People are pulling back on gifts too, but not by as wide of a margin. That one was a ratio of more like 2-to-1, spending less rather than spending more. The National Retail Federation found that holiday spending is probably going to be about flat on gifts this year. Their forecast is down about $8 from last year. So it's still pretty much flat. And that's what we've seen from other sources as well. I think that it's a very individual decision, and I want everybody to have a great holiday, but I would stress that you can have a great holiday, hopefully, without the material goods. You know, I think we need to think about the values here. I think ultimately what most of us tend to value are experiences. You know, maybe instead of an expensive present, you can offer to babysit somebody's kids and give them a date night out, or maybe you can make them something if you're crafty, or if you're really talented in the kitchen, or, you know, whatever it is, just kind of being creative, maybe using your credit card rewards to give gift cards, let's say, or to redeem for cash back and then buy presents with that. The point is that a lot of us don't even remember what we got last Christmas. So I don't want you to be in debt just to buy that sweater or camera or whatever that item is for somebody.
Yeah, you can find this report at creditcards.com. It's called Millennials, Parents, Those with Existing Credit Card Debt, Most Accepting of Holiday Budget Busting. We're visiting with Ted Rossman. I mean, that's a good point, Ted. I mean, I look back to my childhood, and I remember very few of the actual gifts I got. But I sure do remember it when my mom's parents surprised us and my dad's parents by showing up on Christmas Day, and they kept it a secret. I definitely remember the family time together. You know, I definitely remember the days when it was the Christmases where it was actually warm enough to get outside and do something. Growing up in the Midwest, that didn't happen all that often. So I remember those experiences and memories with family a lot more than I remember those goods. But I certainly do understand wanting to get that picture and watching your child's eyes light up with that favorite toy. But they don't know it, but they may not remember that when they're a teenager in their 20s or 30s.
Right. That's where I think we need to keep the big picture in mind. Hopefully we have the vaccine coming. I think there's reason to be very optimistic about 2021 on the health front, hopefully on the economic front. Another way to look at this is if you're able to save some money now, maybe you can go on a great trip next year, or, you know, you can do a home renovation that you've long been planning. I mean, maybe you can I don't know, put in that swimming pool or whatever it is. You know, I think that we need to think about what we truly value and want and what we can do within the construct of our financial budget.
Yeah, and when you're shopping online with, I suspect there's going to be far more of that this year, and there was a lot of it last year. It's just so easy to your credit card's already listed and put in there into Amazon or Walmart or Target or whatever. It's so easy just to make that other click and just add that thing because it looks like a great deal. So really the economy and the just where culture is right now should be giving us a hard lesson in discipline financially, because boy, that just, it adds up. Like you said, that interest on that $1,000 spending, you said, well, that's basically close to 50% interest if you're just paying on those minimum payments as you were laying out.
It can really stretch out for a long time. So yeah, part of the advice there too is institute that waiting period. Don't buy things impulsively. Maybe put it in your cart, wait a day or two. I like to avoid saving my payment information in these sites because they do just make it so easy. And also just being aware as we're shopping this year, I agree, most people will be doing that shopping online, but trying to avoid the temptation of things like store credit cards or those buy now, pay later companies like Affirm and Afterpay. Sometimes it works. I mean, if you can get no interest for 6 weeks and you're confident you can pay it back. But I think it can also be a slippery slope of buying things on credit, assuming that you'll have the money in the future. It's been a tough year for a lot of people. So I think that rather than splurging financially, maybe we can look to more of the kind of simple pleasures this holiday season.
Yeah, totally agree. Once again, you can find that report at creditcards.com. And also you all are on social media as well through Bankrate, right?
Yes, our sister site Bankrate, and then we're also creditcards.com is our Twitter handle.
Okay, great. Ted, appreciate the insight. Hopefully we save some people some headaches and heartaches through 2021 when those bills show up.
My pleasure. Yeah, happy holidays.
We've got a lot more ground to cover here this morning. I'm Mike Ferguson in for Mark Cox. This is 97.1 FM Talk. I know people are counting down to things, you know, counting down to Christmas now, counting down to the new year when we finally get out of 2020, counting down to the inauguration. If you're somebody who's on the left and you don't like Donald Trump, then you're counting down to that. But let me just throw something else out there. It's kind of a beacon of hope.
Yeah.
We can count down 80 days to what's really important. Pitchers and catchers report to spring training.
Unless they don't.
Yeah, precisely. I'm Mike Ferguson, in for Mark Cox. It is 8:50. Kind of a cool thing I just saw, and it was actually on The Hill, the newspaper, but it's not political. Michael Jordan took his proceeds from The Last Dance, that documentary series.
It's on Netflix right now.
Yeah, and so he got about $2 million for that. But he's donated his proceeds, his $2 million, to Feeding America and several food banks to help out over the holiday season.
Nice.
So, yeah, good on Michael Jordan on that.
You want to know something about that documentary?
Yes, because I actually haven't seen it.
Okay, it's 10 parts.
Uh-huh.
And I thought it's all about The Last Dance, which is the when he was going to retire because the Bulls were not going to renew his contract. And well, actually, they weren't renewing Phil Jackson's contract.
Right.
And they all said, we're done. And I was more concerned about the first three-peat rather than the second three-peat, but they go through all of it. And it's really interesting how they do it. They go back and forth in time. It's really well done. But all the shots, that's not Michael Jordan's home. They borrowed somebody's house. And the director and the producers are like, you know what? I have a friend that has a house that looks like a house that Michael Jordan would live in.
Nice.
And so, ending a sentence with a preposition, sorry, where Michael Jordan would live. And so they borrowed that house, and the guy's like, absolutely, I'll let Michael Jordan borrow my house. And they only did it for like 3 days.
Nice.
And so they shot it, and it looks like that's Michael Jordan's house. It is not Michael Jordan's house.
What's really funny also, when you talk about the magic of television, is, for instance, I don't know how we got to talking about this yesterday at the dinner table, you know, having Thanksgiving meal with everybody. But somebody was, talking about how ridiculous so much reality television is. Mm-hmm. And they pointed out, like, let's look at your favorite. Oh, I remember my brother was making fun of, like, the Swamp People series,
okay,
which he actually watches a lot of. But apparently they did, like, a Christmas show.
A Swamp People Christmas
show. And these are the people that, like, you know,
catch alligators. They hunt alligators. That's the whole show. Mm-hmm. And you know it's unique when people who speak English have to have subtitles at the bottom of the screen.
Well, they speak Cajun.
Yeah, they exactly. And they had some kind of thing where they were doing, you know, handing out meals at Christmas, and this was their special holiday thing. And my brother pointed out, and he's absolutely right, I've been around broadcasting and TV long enough, they had to record that like in June.
Yeah.
In order to get it ready for the holiday. So it was a completely staged staged event. You know, hey, we're going to have Christmas in June. Everybody pretend it's November.
Well, also, you know, there are 82 holiday movies this year on Netflix, Hallmark, Lifetime, whatever. 82 of them. And they filmed most of them during the pandemic.
Right.
So, you know, my wife loves Hallmark Channel. And so the other day I was just making fun of her. And like there was a kid playing in the quote unquote snow. And he's just like putting his hands up and down. I'm like, because they say, all right, kid, act like you're playing in the snow.
Right.
And he's just like kneading dough.
Right.
Because it's not snow. It's like carpet.
Yeah.
It's like foam carpet. If you watch those, it's not snow.
What's
at
this
all.
Bag? What does asbestos? No, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. It's flaky. It looks like snow. Yeah.
And they're all filmed in Vancouver, and they all look the same. And my wife and daughter have a, not a drinking game, but they just like to point out stuff.
Well,
there's the gazebo.
82 Christmas movies, one plot.
Right.
Pretty much for all those.
They don't kiss in the last. They kiss unless they're already married. Or it's a sequel. They don't kiss until the last 5 minutes.
Of course.
And that's the last scene. I did watch Dash and Lily on Netflix, which is a teenage version of a Hallmark Christmas movie.
Okay.
Except all the teenagers are drinking, so.
that doesn't happen.
Well, first of all, they're all in their 20s playing teenagers.
Yeah.
But it's a teenage version. Dash and Lily, it wasn't bad.
There is a parody that this couple put out called A Christmas for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just this couple that was having basically the same conversation you and I are having.
Yeah.
And they decided, let's go out and do a parody and just do their plot lines and just make it as ridiculous. I've seen it 3 times. I laugh harder every time I see
so
it.
So where can I find A Christmas
just
for
YouTube.
Christmas?
Just YouTube. Just go to YouTube or Facebook and just type in A Christmas for Christmas.
I'm going to give that to my wife now for Christmas.
Yes. It's.
I did get her Hallmark wine, wine glasses, and a shirt that says, "This is my Hallmark movie watching shirt."
Oh, man, yeah. And so with this right here, and the thing is that even the people who love those movies, they get it.
They know.
They know. Yeah.
They know.
They know what's going to happen. I don't know what the appeal of those movies are.
It's safe.
That's true.
Rachel Zimmerman from the DGS, she loves them.
I do not. That does not surprise me in the least bit. And Rachel's really smart. She knows she could probably write the script for them, but that does not surprise me that Rachel likes that at all. Okay.
Sorry,
all
right. Rach. Sorry to out you, even though you've talked about it on the air extensively.
Exactly. All right. Kilmeade coming your way. And then in for Annie Fry is one Dr. Randy Tobler. So we got your local radio continuing right here on 97.1 FM Talk.
And DGS is live today, hosted by one Tony Colombo.
Way to go, Tony. All right, thanks for playing along with me today. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving for everybody except Sam Page. I'm Mike Ferguson, in for Mark Cox. Mark will be back on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.